You went to college, you may still be paying student loans, you've got a diploma on the wall, but can you find a job?
I went to college because it's what I thought you had to do.
Teacher's pet. I wanna be teacher's pet.
I think it gave me basic skills, like I can write a paper, I can research, but it didn't give me the finite skills that I've been seeing in job descriptions. I graduated about a month and a half ago, and I'm still job searching.
Are our universities helping students find work? Should they? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Thursday, June 17th. A lot of transformations going on around the nation, and one of them is possibly in our universities, where they're kind of wondering, should they be teaching students how to write a resume?
I think we should just give Julie a job. Let's get her in here. Let's get Julie in here. Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. At the White House yesterday, President Obama handed BP chairman a bill for the Gulf oil leak. The company agreed to put $20 billion into an escrow fund to pay disaster claims, which the president says is just a start.
This is not a cap. The people of the Gulf have my commitment that BP will meet its obligations to them.
The fund will be managed by Ken Feinberg, the man who oversaw compensation payments to 9/11 victims. BP chairman Carl-Henrik Svanberg had this to say to an angry nation.
I would like to take this opportunity to apologize to the American people on behalf of all the employees in BP.
It's the chairman of the board, but later this morning, BP's CEO, Tony Hayward, will face the music in Congress. He's expected to tell a House panel he's, quote, personally devastated by the spill. Michigan Congressman Bart Stupak tells CNN,
members are, they're going to take his hide off. I will be fair but firm.
That ought to be pleasant. We'll talk more about the disaster fund and Hayward's visit to Capitol Hill in about a half hour.
The Senate rejected extensions on unemployment and COBRA payments. They did agree, though, to extend the home buyer's tax credit for an extra 3 months. Closing arguments yesterday in the legal challenge to California's ban on gay marriage, known as Proposition 8. It's expected to wind up in the Supreme Court. And a record number of students are now attending college in the United States. Most of the recent gains come from minorities, especially Latinos. But a new study says colleges aren't teaching students the skills they need to get work. Joining us now is Anthony Carnevale, director of Georgetown University's Center on Education and the Workforce, and also an author of the study. So, Tony, your research says we're going to be short 3 million college-educated graduates, and that's not the only problem. You also say these college graduates are learning the wrong things. Is that correct?
We found, essentially, that people still go to college to get degrees, but degrees matter less nowadays, and what you take matters more. For example, a person with a one-year certificate in engineering can earn more than the average college graduate nowadays.
Okay, we're going to be talking more about what you think are the right things for people to be learning in college in just a moment. Tony Carnevale, stay with us. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up as well. The Dow will start at 10,409, the S&P at 1,114, and the NASDAQ at 2305. So as we talked about this morning, we're going to look at that $20 billion fund that BP is setting aside for Gulf residents. How much will it help people recovering from the spill? And as the CEO heads to the Hill today, what would you say to him or ask him? Give us a call. Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE. What would you say to Tony Hayward of BP? What would you say?
I would say, you know, good luck up there in Congress, pal. You're going to need it. And in a few minutes, what's the point of college? To get a job? To get an education? Heather writes us on Facebook, for some careers, the credentials are essential. If you learn a lot of interesting stuff along the way, it's a bonus. But as Tony Carnevale said there just a moment ago, a one-year certificate in engineering, you can earn more than an average college graduate. Tell us why you went to college. Tell us at text TAKE to 69866.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.